the Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. The show opens with Of Thee I Sing. Immediately, refined man or woman with cultural background to settle artistic argument must be loud, strong, and willing to back judgment with sound authority or large blunt instrument. No salary, but valuable experience. Apply 79 Wistful Vista in care of Fibber McGee and Molly.
Now, you look here, McGee. I'm tired of arguing about this. You've exhausted my impatience. Let's not hang the picture at all.
Well, we gotta put it up, Molly. I spent $2.98 getting a frame for that picture. Besides, that's the prettiest calendar the butcher ever sent out.
Well, now, just the same, you'll hang it the way it should be hung, or out it goes. The top of the picture should be at eye level.
No, the bottom of the picture should ought to be hung at eye level.
What's your authority?
Professor Roger J. Hemingway, manager of the art exhibit at the Cincinnati World's Fair in 1913. He says so. What's your authority?
Dr. William Pulteney Vanderplug. The man they put in charge when they fired Professor Hemingway. That's who.
Go on, I got you there. There never was any Professor Hemingway. I made him up.
I know it. That's why I didn't feel bad about firing him. Oh, come on now, dearie. Let's not argue about it. Come in.
Fibber McGee and Molly?
Yes?
As leading citizens of Wistful Vista, I'm sure you'll be glad to sign this petition.
Oh, you betcha, bud. Right on this line here? There you are. Now you, Molly.
All right. There you are, sir.
Thank you very much.
Oh, by the way, what's this petition for, bud?
I don't know yet, but I'll think of something.
He's right. We certainly got led into that one.
Yeah.
Say, why didn't we ask him how to hang that picture? But go ahead.
Okay. Hello, operator. Give me the Wistful Vista Gazette... Oh, is that you, Mert?
Oh.
How's every little thing, Mert? Busy. What's that, Mert? Your uncle. Clawed by a tiger at the circus,
oh,
eh?
Heavenly day.
What you know about that, Molly? They took a picture of Mert's uncle clawed by a tiger at the circus.
Oh.
What's that, Mert? Oh, you're ready with the Gazette, eh? Okay. Hello, Gazette. Let me talk to the art editor. Huh? Oh, is that you, Art? Huh? Oh, he ain't, huh? Okay. Well, thanks anyway. He ain't there, Molly.
Where is he?
Gone over to the art museum. They just bought a modernistic painting, and they don't know which side is up.
Say, maybe we ought to go to the art museum. There ought to be somebody over there that'll tell us how to hang this picture.
Say, that ain't a bad idea. I always wanted to see what was in that art museum anyway. It's public, ain't it?
Well, certainly. Let's go. We might pick up a hunk of culture whilst we're there, huh?
Sure, come on. Well, get your hat and let's go.
All right. Oh, I'll be glad to get this thing settled.
Hello there, Johnny. Hello, daughter.
Hi, old-timer.
Say, we haven't time to talk now, Mr. Old-timer.
No. Got to check up on what's doing in art these days. Used to be quite a fancy painter myself.
Old Fancy Paints McGee, he was known as in them days.
Ha, ha, ha.
seen it.
You mean that ain't the way you heard it?
Nope. Just bought a television set, Johnny. And I watch the jokes now. The way I watched it, one feller says to t'other feller, "Say," says, "I see where a couple of scientists say that grass is good to eat, chock full of vitamins." "Yep," says t'other feller, "here's a poem I just wrote about that. I remember the day when a ritzy cafe was the place to take Mabel or Mary, but now we're so brazen we take our gals grazing in a pasture for two on the prairie." Where are you kids going?
Down to the art museum, old-timer. We want some advice on how to hang a picture.
Say, maybe you can tell us. Now, should a picture be hung with the top or the bottom at eye level?
Sorry, kids. Can't tell you.
Go on, and how do you hang your pictures?
Can't hang any. Live in a tent. Well, so long, kids.
When you buy linoleum, its colors are bright and fresh. Wouldn't it be nice if you could always keep them that way? Well, you can very easily, simply by buying a can of Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat. Glow Coat will not only keep the colors bright and new-looking, but it will also make the linoleum last years longer than floor covering that is continually scrubbed with soap and water. Too much scrubbing softens and cracks the surface. Glow Coat protects the surface. And besides this protection, Glow Coat is a wonderful labor saver. In the first place, it requires no rubbing or buffing. It's self-polishing. Just apply and let dry. And in 20 minutes, you have a sparkling, beautiful floor. In the second place, it's easy to keep a glow-coated floor spotless. Spots and stains wipe up quickly with a damp cloth. You can use Glow Coat for your painted and varnished wood floors, too. You'll find it everywhere. The attractive red and yellow can of Glow Coat. Spelled G-L-O hyphen C-O-A-T.
Museum is a kind of an impressive-looking joint, ain't it, Molly?
Oh, it certainly is.
Well, let's go in.
Are you sure they don't charge admission?
Well, pretty sure. I'll ask that artistic-looking guy there. Hey, Bud.
Yes?
What's the folk for a peek at the paintings?
I'm afraid I don't understand.
He means, what do they charge for admittance here?
Oh, 25 cents.
Well, thanks, Bud. You an artist?
Yes, I am.
Do you work on landscapes?
No, I work on marines.
Oil?
No, tattoos. Oh.
Well, to admission, sis, here's 4 bits.
Thank you. Could I direct you to any particular exhibit?
No, but as long as you work here, maybe you could settle an argument for us.
Yeah, look, sis, when you hang a picture, how high do you hang it?
Yes. Bottom at eye level or top at eye level?
That depends on its juxtaposition to and relation with the masses in the room's composition. There is what we call a psychic or occult balance in which the optical illusion is definitely opposed to the actual or realistic balance.
Oh. Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
Thus, what would be a proper position for one object would be absurdly inharmonious for another, when considering the aesthetic values and intrinsic interrelationships in modern decor. Does that answer your question?
Sis, that not only answers our question, it brings up 22 more. Thanks very much. Come on, Molly. Well, we didn't get much satisfaction out of her, did we?
No, we didn't. And you know what I think?
What do you think?
I think if there were fewer people like her explaining art to more people like us, there'd be fewer people like you drawing mustaches on posters of people like Lydia Pinkham.
I think you got some. Oh, hey, look. There's a statue of a gal with the arms busted off.
Oh, no. That's the Venus de Milo, dear.
It is? I got a better name for it.
What?
Look, Ma, no hands. Don't you get it, Molly? I says, look,
ain't
Ma.
Ain't funny, McGee.
Ain't? With all these watercolors around her, I've lost my fire.
Oh, my.
Oh, hold everything. Here comes Mrs. Uppington.
Yes, and simply oozing culture at every pore.
Poor old gal. Personally, I feel kind of sorry for any woman who has to come to a public place like this to see some etchings.
Quiet, McGee. Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Uppington?
Well, I hardly expected to find you two people here. That is, I mean, I had no idea you were interested in the more cultural aspects of life in Wistful Vista.
Ooh, yes, we thought it might do us good, Uppy. We may have low brows, but we got high hopes. High hopes.
What are you doing here, Mrs. Uppington?
Oh, I came to attend a class in flower arrangement. Fascinating subject, really. Are you familiar with flower arrangement, Mrs. McGee?
Only the kind where you arrange the flower with a little milk and baking soda, Mrs. Uppington.
Oh, really? Oh, how very amusing.
Yes, I thought.
May I simply must be going. I do hope you enjoy communing with the works of the old master.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, by the way, isn't there a Botticelli somewhere on this floor?
A what?
A Botticelli.
Well, you spend more time here than we do, Uppy. You ought to know where the Botticelli is. I'll ask the guard over here.
Hey, guard.
Yes, what is it?
Will you please tell this lady where the Botticelli is?
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. It's gone. We loaned it to the New York World's Fair.
Oh.
Thanks, bud. Gee, Uppy, that's tough luck. No Botticelli.
No Botticelli? Well, take my number and call me Uppy.
Her and her Botticelli.
Yeah.
She hasn't bought a picture since she had her silhouette cut at the Columbian Exposition in 1893.
She should have waited. She'd get a lot more silhouette for her dough these days.
Well, come on, dearie. We've got to find somebody in authority that will tell us how to hang a picture.
Hey, maybe there'd be somebody in here. This door's marked private.
Sorry, mister. You can't go in there.
Why not?
Well, that's where the models dress for the life classes.
Oh, models, huh?
Come on, McGee. Come on.
Oh, wait a minute, Molly. I got to tie my shoestring.
Well, hurry up and get it tied.
Oh, Dad, read it. Now the other one's come untied.
Now, listen here, McGee. You're just stalling. You think there might be a pretty model in there, and it'll get...
Hey, I hear somebody moving around in there. Hey, she's coming out.
Well, hello there, kid. What you doing here?
Well, I'd like to ask you the same question, old-timer. You ain't supposed to go in that room.
I should say not. That's the model's dressing room.
Christ, kid, daughter. I'm the model.
What?
Yep. They're painting the Spirit of 76 today, and I'm the fellow with the fight. One side, kids, I'm late for class.
Well, as the guy says when he painted the boy on the burning deck, was he a hot sketch?
Oh, look, McGee, here's a class that ought to be interesting.
What is it?
The class in still life. Let's peek in.
Say, kid. How's that thar mash coming?
Well, I've aged another 5 minutes, Clam, and keep your eye peeled for them revenuers. I got a feeling.
So that's still life, eh?
Well, as long as we're touring the art classes, we might as well go in here, too, dearie.
What's this one?
Sketch class. Interiors. Come on.
Boy, this is a popular class. I ain't seen so much drawing since my mother put that last muscle plaster on my chest.
Oh, Professor, will you please criticize my drawing, please?
Certainly, Geraldine. Let me see it. Very nice composition.
But... I thought so.
Yes, but put a little more highlighting on that furniture.
Uh-oh. Stand by, folks. This may not be art, but it's artful.
You see, Geraldine, modern interiors usually emphasize the beautiful grain and finish of wood surfaces. And nothing brings out the beauty like Johnson's wax.
Yes, Professor Wilcox, I know. We use it at home, we do. Oh,
of course you do. And you don't have to be an artist to appreciate the loveliness of a Johnson wax surface.
No. Gerald, that's my husband, says it makes tile work so much easier, too. He says dust won't cling to a Johnson wax surface, and it's so easy to keep clean, it really is, really.
Yeah. Yes, I know. Well, now you just keep on, Geraldine. You're doing splendidly. How about you, Mr. Twerp? May I see your drawing?
Well, sure, Professor, here.
Not bad, Twerp, not bad. But your lines are not good. They're jerky. They're wobbly and uncertain. I'm afraid you lack confidence.
Yes, I guess I do, Professor. Yes, I guess I do.
See, every time I try to delineate, I try to draw a line at express, I can't understand. Well, I'll keep trying.
I think he must have come in here from that still life class, McGee. Yeah.
Well, come on, we can't get any information around here. Let's go on home.
All right, we'll go home and draw straws or flip a coin to see.
Yeah.
Oh, here comes Mr. Boomer. I didn't
know. Oh, hello there, Boomer. You taking in the sights?
Out of my way, brittle brain. Sorry, my dear. I'm in a rush just now.
Stop that man. Hold him. Stop.
Oh, yeah. Stop that man. I'll get him.
Hey, not so fast, Boomer. The guard means you. What did he do, bud?
He stole a very valuable miniature painting.
Me? Nonsense. Yes. Let go of me, sir. I'll sue you for malfeasance and poor prudence. Well, you...
No, no, you don't. You hooked the miniature, and I'm going to search you before you leave. Now hold still.
Oh, wait a minute, my lad. That's the way you feel. I'll gladly turn out my pockets myself. You mind holding my hat, half dome?
Not at all, Boomer. Hand it here.
There you are. Now, let me see. Miniature. Where did I put that miniature? Had it right here. I did not. I never even saw the thing. My goodness. Here's a horseshoe that belonged to our old family mare, Teresa. Poor Teresa. She certainly pulled a lot of boomers. Stick pin I've been stuck with ever since a certain sticker. Here's a porcelain doorknob. Placed in the toe of a sock, it makes a better sandbag than a lead pipe does. Collect telegram that I shouldn't have accepted. My dear old mother always told me to beware of charged wires. Here's a small bar of candy I swiped from a drugstore counter. Can't go to sleep without a bit of hot chocolate. Here's a nasty poison pen letter from a nasty poison I knew in the pan. And a rain check for a diluted beer. Well, well, no miniature painting. Sorry to disappoint you, officer, but this seems to be an indication of my vindication.
Gee, mister, looks like I was wrong. But I could swear that
No profanity, please. On your way, my good man, and let this be a lesson to you.
Well, I don't understand that.
Now, my hat, please. Short, shiftless, and shabby.
Oh, here you are, Boomer. Hey. What's this pin to the lining of this hat?
Heavenly days, that's the miniature painting the guard was looking for.
Not at all, not at all. This is a little portrait of my childhood sweetheart, bless her.
A likely story. Then why hide it in your derby, Boomer?
Well, until we're ready to announce our betrothal, I promise to keep it under my hat. Good day, my dear. Good day, Nutmeg.
The King's Men sing Back Home Again in Indiana.
Back home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamore. Newborn hay sends all its fragrance from the fields I used to roam. When I dream about the moonlight on the barback, then I long for my Indiana. Still shining bright.
going to hang that picture unless you hang it right now.
By right, I suppose you mean your way.
Yes, I do, at the top at eye level.
That don't make sense, and I can prove it.
Well, then prove it.
I will. Now, look, suppose you're at a movie. You got to look up at the picture, ain't you?
Not if I'm with you.
Why not?
Because we always sit in the balcony, that's why. And in the balcony, you look down at the picture. So, you see, you've proven my point. Give me that hammer and I'll hang the picture so that it...
Oh, no, you don't. That picture ain't going to get hung in this house, Mrs. McGee.
Now, listen,
unless
you,
I hang
it.
Here, what's going on here? My goodness, they can hear you arguing all over the neighborhood.
Well, what business is it of yours, Gildersleeve?
What's the idea of coming in here without knocking?
Well, I didn't want to miss anything.
Now, look, Mr. Gildersleeve, now that you've butted in, you might as well make yourself useful. Here's what we wanted to know. When you hang a picture, does the top or the bottom hang at eye level?
The top, ain't it, Gildersleeve?
No, I'd say the bottom. Which do you say, Mrs. McGee, the bottom?
No, I say the top. McGee says the bottom.
Then I say the top, too.
Oh, yeah, just because you want to be opposite from me, eh?
Yes, I do. I want to be as opposite from you as possible in every way. Every day in every way, I... That reminds me, we go on daylight saving time next week, folks. Don't forget to set your clock ahead.
That's right, I'd forgotten all about it.
That's okay, but you don't set the clock ahead. You set it to the clock back, Gildersleeve.
You don't either. You set it ahead.
How can you save daylight by setting it ahead? You lose an hour that way. Look, suppose it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
What day?
Friday.
Be busy all day Friday. Make it Thursday.
I can't. I'm going to the dentist. Dad, Bennett, this is just for instance.
Get to the point, boy.
Well, I forgot what the point was. Oh, yeah, the reason this picture ought to be hung with the bottom at eye level, Gildersleeve, is because...
We were talking about daylight saving.
Oh, trying to change the subject because you know I'm right, eh?
You're a hard man, McGee. And stop pointing your finger at me.
I'll point my finger at you all I like, Gildersleeve. The rest of the neighborhood does. Why shouldn't I?
Now, look here, McGee. One more remark
oh,
like that.
Stop it, stop it, stop it. You two boys do nothing but fight every time you meet.
Yeah, and one of these days I'm going to pop him one right on his button.
You couldn't pop popcorn in a blast furnace, you little sawed-off.
Oh, now take it easy, Gildersleeve. Take it easy. I don't want to slap you down right in my own house.
Then come out in the backyard.
What? In that hot sun? You see what a dirty fighter he is, Molly? Wants to weaken me with a sunstroke and then finish me off.
Look, Mr. Gildersleeve, about this picture.
Oh, yes, the picture. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll run over to my house and see how we've got ours hung.
What's that?
How's that?
What's that supposed to prove? I wouldn't hang my pictures the same way you do, Gildersleeve, if you had the authority of Emily Post, Dorothy Dixon, the Smithsonian Institute. Yes, sir, John Kieran.
Pay no attention to him, Mr. Gildersleeve. You go and look and let me know.
I will, Mrs. McGee. I'll be right back, McGee.
I'd be a great plugger for that guy if I had a gun.
You know, it's funny we can't seem to get a straight answer from anybody about this, isn't it, McGee?
But now, look, Molly, let's look at this thing reasonable. When you look at a picture, the logical... Why, there's Gildersleeve back already with a large fund of misinformation. Oh, well, come in.
Hi, mister.
Oh, hello there, little girl. What you want?
Hmm?
I says, what you want? We're busy.
Gee, so am I, betcha. I've been busy all day making mud pies.
Oh, you have, eh? Making mud pie.
Sure. Want to buy one? Only a penny.
No, I don't, sis. What would I want with a mud pie?
Well, gee, if you're going to eat dirt, that's the best way, I bet you.
Who's going to eat dirt?
You are.
Oh, I am. Who said so?
Mr. Gildersleeve. I just saw him outside.
Oh, so he says I'm going to eat dirt, did he?
Who?
Gildersleeve.
Hmm?
Look, sis, you better beat it. We're having an argument.
Gee, again?
Yes, yes, yes.
What about?
About a picture.
Which one, the grapes or wrath? My papa saw that, and he said that although it might be kind of...
No. Not a moving picture.
It was, too.
That, Brad? I know it was, but...
Well, then what are you arguing about, huh?
Oh, what a day. Look, sis. Hey, Fanny. Hey, Molly. You explain it to her, will you? I'm wore out.
All right. Now, listen, little girl. McGee thinks this picture should be hung with the bottom at eye level, and I think it should be hung with the top at eye level.
Oh, I don't know why we bothered to tell you about it, sis.
Oh.
Well, what's so funny?
Oh, gee, it's such a silly argument, I bet you.
Well, what's so silly about it?
I bet you I can settle the argument in 2 minutes,
oh,
I bet you.
Oh, you could you?
Hmm?
Well, go ahead and settle it, then.
All righty. Give me that picture and the hammer, and turn your backs until I say ready. And no fair peeking now.
Okay, sis. Okay, I'll try anything. Shut your eyes, Molly.
All right. Now, go ahead, little girl.
Yeah, and make it snappy.
All righty. Now, don't look.
Oh.
Every time I pick up a hammer and pound like this, I pick my my finger. Ready.
Okay, sis, now that you've had your fun, suppose you run along...
McGee, will you look?
Huh?
She's hung the picture and the top is at eye level the way I said.
Well, I'll bet. And so's the bottom at eye level. So's the bottom at eye level. The way I said. Well, we both win.
Why, sure. Mrs. McGee is 6 inches taller than you are, you little rummy.
Fibber and Molly will be back in just a moment. Before they come, look around at your floors for a moment. Look especially at the places where they get the most wear, in the hallway or in front of the dining room door. Now, if your floors are not properly protected at these traffic spots, you'll find the floor badly marred and scuffed up, greatly detracting from the appearance of the entire house. But if these traffic areas are protected regularly with genuine Johnson's wax, then they gleam with a rich, mellow beauty that's something to be proud of. One of the many nice things about using Johnson's wax is that you can touch up these traffic spots as often as necessary without re-waxing the entire floor. That saves you work as well as saving your floors. Another nice thing, genuine Johnson's wax has over 100 extra uses that add beauty to your home and simplify your housework. You'll find these uses listed right on the Johnson's wax package, paste or liquid. Careful housekeepers, make sure there's always a supply of Johnson's wax on hand.
You know, Molly, we ought to spend more time in art galleries and museums and exhibitions and corn carnivals and all stuff like that there.
Certainly we should, McGee. You know, my father had a painting, a Van Dyke, that he paid $75,000 for.
Honest?
What's so funny about that?
I was just thinking how Orson Welles got gypped. He sold his Van Dyke to a barber for 75 cents. Good night.
Good night, all.
Ladies and gentlemen, if the community in which you live does not observe daylight saving time, Fibber, McGee, and Molly will come to you 1 hour earlier, beginning next Tuesday, April 30th. Please consult your local newspaper or radio and movie guide for correct time and station. This is Harlow Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat, inviting you all to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.